It's a meeting. You just got to tell what a meeting is.
So we're here for the Facilities Committee meeting for Yorkville Public Library.
And then we need a roll call.
Roll call. Okay, Walter?
Here.
Shim?
Here.
Forrestal?
Here.
And Crawford?
Here.
Visitors? No visitors?
No visitors, no public.
Okay, so Shelley put together some information. We have a couple things. So I think one thing that caught my attention was the checklist that was included as kind of part of that. And that's part of that grant, right, Shelley?
This is something we have to do every year. And yeah, it's standards that all public libraries should follow.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's just a checklist of chapters and making sure that you're meeting those expectations or working towards meeting them.
So how do we demonstrate compliance with that?
Well, the checklist that we reviewed at the board meetings, the ones that I highlighted, I reported into the grant that we would either be working towards improving those. And next year, when we have to report how we spent the money that we received from those, then that's when I will say what was completed and done.
Okay. And then going forward, is that something every year we have to send
every in? Year we have to do it.
Yep. And when is that due?
It is due, normally it's due in January, mid-January, but because of COVID and that, this year it was due February 15th.
Okay. So tomorrow.
It's already been submitted, yeah.
Okay. And is it just a matter of kind of literally checking out these items and then writing up a summary?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So then for our operations, will we have something kind of ongoing throughout the year to kind of document as we perform these tasks?
Right. Well, I can report in our board meetings, like I'm bringing to the board tonight an ADA policy, which was in these standards that we did not have. So that every time we complete something like that, I'll bring it and make a point of everybody knowing what we've done.
Because I know usually buildings will keep like logbooks and they'll have a round, so they may do daily rounds and monthly
rounds.
For
like a maintenance checklist? Yeah.
You know, that's always what I'm mostly focused on.
Sure.
But it kind of would apply to anything that's reported.
I like this draft building maintenance thing that you had kind of
I hadn't touched it since like July.
it's just good to spell that all out as to frequencies and
And I guess that's more what I was asking, because I mean, I'd be happy to try to help in any way. I work in Excel logs all day, so to try to make something that you could use would not be an issue.
Right.
I know for me, like when I have issues with buildings, I always look for those logs to see when things were done.
To be able to just have one would be really nice, you know, that has, obviously you have here frequencies, but if we have any contracts when they're due up, that's good to know too. Maybe how much we're paying as well. That could be
kind of the notes. And I mean, you could probably add, it wouldn't work for me, but add like a hyperlink to a document or something. Maybe helpful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. Because I just got a bill today from ADS and I didn't know what it was for, so I gave them a call and I was transferred to two different people and they're like, let me call you back because they weren't sure either. So, yeah, and I said, while you're there, can you also send me a copy of our contract, our current contract?
Yeah, having access to that, mm-hmm. you know, really quickly accessing those kind of things.
Yes.
Because if you're on the phone, you need to pull up a document really quickly. That can kind of, you know, be very helpful. I did look in, try to look into some software. Most of the software is really geared towards multi-building, you know, facilities, you know, or even like maybe the, you know, if you were like the city, I mean, you've got five buildings, mm-hmm. But nobody really has something simple that I could find just for one building, which is unfortunate, because I would think there's a good need for that.
Right. Just even this checklist is good. I mean, that we could sort it by, you know, maybe areas of the building as well.
Yeah.
Are we going to add on telecom to this because of the server and its issues?
I mean, there is no tech in this one, mm-hmm. this maintenance one. This capital improvement one that I did, mm-hmm. this basically is more like what Rob was asking about, if we had something in the, so this helps for planning our budget going forward so we can save for bigger repairs and that. But the second page is all the technology improvements. So you have your networks, your backup system, computers, printers, phone, camera, and all that's there.
Okay.
So this is where I have questions like major roof repairs. I've put a question mark on all these years because I really am not comfortable guesstimating when we would need a major roof repair, how long that would be, even how much that would be.
Are we all
with the metal roof? Unless we had weather damage to it, there shouldn't be any need for repairs.
But we have,
I believe,
flat
it's
roof.
a hundred year roof.
100? Okay.
Yeah.
We have a flat roof, though.
Yeah, I believe that's still covered by a. I haven't been up there, but I believe it's still covered by a steel.
I was just up there this weekend.
Yeah.
On the roof.
Is it like a? Is it white? Like a white material?
It's black.
That's not good.
I mean, the white ones usually last longer.
I was looking for
somebody's
sensors.
Frisbee.
No, sensors, photo sensors. These outside building lights have been on since January 25th, and they haven't turned off.
Really?
And, I let Ted know, and he can't figure it out. He said there were photo sensors on the roof. He didn't know if those were part of the lights or not, so I went up there to look. I can't tell.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'll have to check in with him again and have him escalate that to either Dirk, Eric, or Steve. So,
Shelley, these are for the which lights now?
These are not the parking lot lights.
The baluster
lights? I call them the landscape lights.
The baluster lights that are around the walkway.
And lights above the back doors and that. I found the panel for outside lights that has a sticker for the company that installed it in California.
Mm-hmm.
And a website and phone number. I just haven't called them yet.
They'll probably go, what?
15 years ago, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So.
It says, with all those other things that we found back there and the lighting controls.
Yeah, that was, one
that I have not heard back from anybody about because mm-hmm. I'm sure it's a huge expense.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Just to be able to, I'm not understanding why they're not turning off, right?
Yeah.
So there must be a sensor somewhere.
Yeah.
That's gone bad.
We're covered in snow.
That could be.
or ice or something.
Buried somewhere.
Well, this was before even the snow, the big snow we had, because this was the 25th, and we had the snow on the 2nd.
That's when you noticed them staying on?
Mm-hmm.
Like,
there was snow before that, though, before the big snow. Wasn't there? Still on the ground?
No.
Yeah.
But the sensor would be on the roof?
Yeah, I wasn't sure of that. He said there was a sensor up there. Looking at it, I have no idea what it's doing.
We could look at those as-builts again.
Mm-hmm. A what?
The
drawings.
Yeah, because I think we were looking at those for the...
For the lighting control.
The architectural drawings?
Okay. Well, yeah, but, as-built. They should be out where they actually put it.
Oh, okay.
Sometimes they're just duplicates of the drawings.
Okay. So anyway, this capital improvement plan project, I think, is a good thing to have.
Yeah, I mean, I like the long range.
I'm just not sure how we come up with those numbers.
So on your list here, and I'm looking over here, emergency lighting, do you have battery replacement schedule on that?
We have, is it Bodine Lighting in the building?
That's who does it?
No, that's the type of devices, the emergency ones, when the power goes out, that those stay on. That's what I'm understanding.
Right, so they have to have a battery.
Yes. So Ted has been checking those.
Okay.
Like, over here?
Yes.
Yeah, Ted has been going around checking those.
Okay, because usually batteries are replaced every either 1 to 3 years.
Okay.
So we need to get a schedule going.
Put that on a schedule.
A lot of times it's when they start blinking, we replace them. Because there is an indicator light on.
Say 1 to how many years?
It's 1 to 3 years for a battery.
If they're NiCads, they're about 3 years max.
Okay. So yeah, I broke this down. We can go over this real quickly. I mean, this is not going to be completed in one evening. This is a pretty extensive list, but so we have a metal roof, which shouldn't have to be repaired probably in the building's lifetime, I guess, from what I'm understanding.
Yeah.
So the complete tear-off, I would... Again, I copied this from another library. Mm-hmm. So some of the wording doesn't apply to us, but that would be our flat roof. And I would assume that would need to be replaced a lot sooner.
Where's that flat roof at?
It's quite big. It's quite big. It is towards the end of the building, and it goes halfway. There's a rooftop, I think, exhaust fan mechanism up there. That's the only thing that's up there.
That's good.
And drains.
There's a drain.
There's several, yeah. Mm-hmm. But it's black. It's not white. So is that bad?
No.
It absorbs heat.
Yeah, I think,
There's snow up there.
With the, the schools, we always do the reflective
material. Mm-hmm. So what's the time frame on a flat roof?
The most of the warranties are 20 years.
Okay.
I mean, we could check there first. A system should hold for that. But, that'd be a good place to start, so we can find the warranty and see if it's a 15 or 20 or maybe 25. Okay. It doesn't have, a ballast on it, the rocks?
No.
Okay.
Yeah.
May not be that bad.
It's, rolled?
Just the sheets. And
yeah. With the seams are...
Yeah.
Okay. So then gutters and downspouts. Do those need to be replaced on a building? If you...
Not. I wouldn't think so.
Okay.
Repaired?
Yes.
Repaired, yes.
Repaired, not replaced.
Like cleaned, yes.
Cleaned,
Replaced, no.
Okay. Windows, you wouldn't replace those either, I wouldn't think, unless they failed. The seals failed.
Yeah, unless the seal fails on them.
Okay. Parking lot, that's...
Yeah.
That is...
There's the big one.
Yeah, that's the number one for me right now is that hasn't been striped or sealed in over... I want to say 5 years? Yeah.
Has there been any, like, updates from our partners for that?
No. Mm-hmm. No. Last I talked to Eric, that was quite a while ago. You know, they are aware of our need for it. And he had said that we were first on the list. They were trying to purchase equipment.
I'm surprised they didn't get the people who did the work to come back and fix the work that they did, because they didn't do it right.
What do you mean?
Well, the people who came in here and sealed, mm-hmm. I don't think it was 5 years ago, but it might have been, sealed and restriped the old line. They either should have taken up the old lines so they wouldn't bleed through, mm-hmm. which is the biggest problem out there, is nobody knows where to park.
Right.
You can't go wrong, really.
Mm-hmm.
You kind of
just park behind Russ. He parks right.
It's parking like the parking lot is covered in snow. Nobody knows where the lines are then either.
So patching, sealing, and striping should be a 3 to 5 year recommendation, I would think.
Yeah.
That's safe to say. Okay. What about a complete replacement? Is that done often, or should that not have to be done?
I don't think we have any bad depressions.
No, I don't think so either.
Bad potholes.
No potholes.
As long as we can get this,
the seal coating done.
Yeah, otherwise it'll start to fall apart.
Yep.
So if we do the seal coating on a continual basis, that prolongs the life of the lot. Okay.
Sealing the cracks that do form and all driveways crack.
It's really the stone underneath that's causes the problem. So if those cracks get bigger and the water gets underneath and freezes, causes problems. One thing on the windows, though.
Mm-hmm.
I know a lot of times with windows, it's the sealant that fails mm-hmm. around them, and then we can really have some bad. Mm-hmm. issues in the building, so not necessarily replacement of windows, but the ceiling can get it's can get expensive, but it's preventative to building leaks and damage and mold.
Okay.
And
so is it recommended to have an inspection of those?
I would say yes, we would want someone. I mean, we can look at it and see if it's cracking and if it's kind of pulling loose.
Mm-hmm.
I think a lot of the testing isn't really that precise when they do check it. But
if it hasn't been done in 15 years, then...
I would say we're getting close to needing it. Mm-hmm. And I'd be surprised. If we didn't get too much more out of it.
Moving down to mechanical equipment, I tried to list all of the items that I thought would be under that category. So obviously the VAV and the boxes, the air handler, the chiller itself, pumps, the rooftop unit, boilers. We have a unit in our server room, and then this unit in here as well.
VAV, something automated valve. What does the V stand for? What is VAV? Variable?
They're dampered, basically, boxes. So.
Okay.
But yeah, that's a good... I used to know all these acronyms better. But it's the airflow. So yeah, I don't... the lifespan of those, that's another good thing. We should... unfortunate.
And the chiller, you would probably expect that to last a significant amount of time, 25, 30 years.
Yeah, I think there's...
Maintained properly.
20, you know, 20 to 25. I mean, some go 40 years, so...
Yeah.
I think there's tests that they can do to see how they're... If they're still performing. If you ask the guy selling it, he's going to tell you 15, so...
Yeah.
Okay.
Our J.M. O'Neill should give us a pretty good idea what...
Yeah,
the lifespan of the chiller and the air handlers and whatnot should be.
Right. This summer when they do their preventative maintenance,
mm-hmm.
I can
ask them.
Ask them.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, the boilers were just rebuilt recently.
Right.
If I remember right.
I know we've put quite a few parts into it.
Yep. Same with the server room air conditioner unit.
Yeah, that was just... repaired.
And the compressors out here for the meeting room were replaced recently too, last few years, if I recall. Maybe three or so years ago, we were, because they both failed, I think, one right after the other.
Was that when we had Trico?
Could have been, yeah.
All right.
At least that seems to pop into my head that happened.
Just the outside units?
Just the outside units, yeah. I mean, a lot of these things could be replaced for efficiency purposes. I mean, 15 years ago, the efficiency of these units was one thing. The efficiency of a new one is significantly better these days. But does it... You know, does that ROI say we should replace them?
How long does it take to get to see the benefit from it?
Right, right.
I mean, we're still on that kind of ComEd.
Yeah.
Thing, or not?
Yeah.
So that.
But you know, even still, if we save electricity, number one, we're being climate efficient, and we're in the long run we're saving ourselves money, because then the electric we get goes a little further. But again, you know, you're talking $250,000-$300,000 probably to replace the chiller, and it's not in our budget.
Yeah, and
except maybe way out here.
I think our power bill's like $300 a month or something, isn't it?
Not even.
Yeah. But yeah, if we ever lose that benefit, then you know, that will completely change.
Yeah, if we lost that benefit, then our electric bill would be about $60,000 a year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right.
So about $5,000 a month. And the boilers, I would look at probably 5 to 10 years on those, because they deal with water, and they rust. And they clog up with contaminants. At least inspections, continual inspections to see that they're...
Yeah, PMs on that is definitely what we want.
Yeah.
You know, preventative maintenance is the way we make... It's a small amount to pay for longevity of our system.
Correct. Yep. Yeah.
Those are getting done,
yeah.
Twice a year. Definitely on those.
Not to keep going on, but I think the one thing with the equipment is the selection. So, mm-hmm. One thing I did see back in the 2000s was a lot of the high efficiency stuff coming out, you know, and we actually were, like 2008, we're putting in these boilers that, you know, everybody loved. They were small,
mm-hmm.
Seemed to work great, and then they were just falling apart after 2 or 3 years. The client was expecting 30 years out of a boiler. They were furious.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
It's unfortunate. And they were not, they were one of the three manufacturers. They met all the criteria, but That stuff happens too, so.
Yeah.
I think RJ O'Neill may have some good insight. We probably have to get a few opinions on some of the bigger things. Just to plan. Because, yeah, I mean, 20 to 25, that's a 5-year difference. Maybe someone says 30, so now we're 20 to 30 years is a little hard to nail down.
Flooring will be an issue. Our carpeting.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, if we keep it clean and keep it shampooed every year or every other year, that helps.
Mm-hmm.
But at some point, it's...
It's a major expense.
Showing its age in certain places, yeah.
Because you got to... Would you want to move the book stacks or carpet around them?
No, you'd have to move them, I think.
Yeah.
I think. But you'd have to break that up into jobs.
Yeah.
For sure. And then do you go with those replaceable squares? I don't know. Do you use any of those?
Mm-hmm. That's been more the standard.
Yeah.
The squares, but
yeah.
And if there's high traffic areas, it's easy to replace them.
Right.
Yeah.
You don't have to replace a huge swath of carpeting. You just identify what areas you want replaced, and you
do. Yeah, I mean it's really nice for that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because there's certainly areas in the library that do not get the traffic that like the stairs do and the front entrance way. And yeah.
There's usually a decent cost difference, so.
Which reminds me, I was going to purchase things for staff's desks because those are really wearing out.
Mm-hmm.
The plastic.
The roller?
Yeah.
No. Yeah.
For the chairs and that.
Mm-hmm.
Try to preserve that.
I don't know if the glass ones are, that they advertise are, I mean, they're expensive. They're like $500 or $600 for the glass ones. But they don't wear out.
Yeah. That's okay. I'll happily purchase a $60 one every couple years.
Something you need to add to the flooring would be tile and grout.
Okay.
So I know out in the entryway, in between the doors, I think it is, there's an area that needs to be regrouted.
Okay. That might be something that Ted can do.
Yeah.
Fixtures, furniture, and shelving. So the fixtures, the shelving, that's good. Mm-hmm. That we don't have a problem with that. But the furniture, starting to show signs of wear, broken pieces, and so we may have to replace that as needed.
Mm-hmm.
That's not a big expense because that can be piecemealed.
No.
But it's still something we should try to budget for too.
As long as it's consistent.
Right. Yeah, we don't want an eclectic mix of furniture. Certainly.
Shelly, which ones are bad? Is it the public stuff? Or?
Yeah, like the adult computers. They're solid wood chairs, so if people have like keys in their pocket or they have rhinestones on their pants, it's all scratched up. And
is that primarily where the issues are?
And then
are?
When you're pushing away like that, the chairs are getting weak. What's that?
Is that that's primarily where the
issues?
Or they do this.
Yeah. Like, yeah. Pretty much.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Anything that'll put strain on the chairs.
Nothing severe at this point. Just something to think about. And then the electrical lighting, of course, you know, we went through that Verde audit that they did, so we have that to look at and compare to. And if we ever do that, we could do it in phases like she suggested. I don't know if we ever want to investigate a backup generator or not.
And we have to also include that with RJ O'Neill to do PMs on it. That would, if we got a backup generator,
sure.
We'd want, you know, to include that in, say, a new contract with RJ O'Neill.
Okay.
LEDs right now are not a high item thing since, because of the bill, you know how the bill is.
I haven't seen anything more from the city about solar, solar panels, and this was one of the buildings they were eyeballing to put panels on.
I contacted Funkhauser, Alderman Funkhauser over it, and basically told him some stuff. I told him some stuff I saw in Ohio as driving through, and how they had done some solar panels at outside of Columbus, and thought that here would be an ideal place to do that type of thing. But, you know, so, you know, for whenever that comes up again, because I know they put an RO, or what they do, an RFP for that. I'm not sure what they've got back from it.
I don't know if they've gotten that far with it.
Right.
I know they've just done some investigation with just a consultant or something like that.
Right, so...
But that would be, especially if it had batteries inside the library, that would be one way of foregoing a generator.
Yeah, good idea. Tesla Powerwall?
So Tesla doesn't sell the batteries, you rent them.
So, fire safety system?
Yes.
We have upgraded our fire panel, I believe, with ADS. We have our sprinklers obviously inspected every year, and we are on a,
Do you know, is this a dry system or is this a pressurized water system?
That'd be water.
Well, I mean, we have water at our church, Trinity Church. We have, it's a dry system, so... Unless there's a need for the water, the pipes are dry, except they build condensation in them. Well, we've had to put clamps on a lot of the pipes because they rusted through and the condensation dripped through.
Aren't these normally pressured? I mean, isn't that what you generally get?
These might be pressurized. I don't know. Because they're a little different than the ones we have in our church. They still have the little doodad on the top.
They have the wax thing at the top.
Yeah. These also have a little cap that covers it because they're in the ceiling. But, we've had some issues with leaky pipes even though the system's dry. Because the pipes, with the changing temperature in the building, it builds up condensation in there and then it eats through the pipes. But I don't see any problem with
these pipes.
They
usually have like an air compressor.
Yeah.
If it's dry and it's like...
Just keeps the pressure in the pipe.
Yeah.
How often do they check the alarms? Like, I mean, we've got all these inputs into the alarm panel, but I believe that's actually in here, you know, that the alarms are checked. Alarm systems should be checked for proper operation at least once a year.
Right.
Is that something that ADS does?
One of the inspections?
Yeah, I mean...
I'd have to double check. I know...
I know the fire alarms are checked once a year by the fire department.
Right. But what about the panel? I mean, the fire alarms can be checked. I guess they would check them at the panel, wouldn't they?
Yeah.
The fire department does it.
Yep.
Yeah, okay.
What is it?
As far as the security alarm, the motion detectors and whatnot, I don't think ADS does that. I don't think that was... I know they work because they get set off every once in a while.
Yeah. It's under HVAC. It's the one right under HVAC on page 4.
Yeah, I don't test my system at home because my wife, unless my wife is out of the house because she hates the siren when it goes off and it drives the dog crazy.
I can check with ADS.
That's somebody doing like a zone check and pulling on the doors.
So fire safety, since fire department does that for us, then that's fine. I do that every year.
But the burglar alarm
system is, it would be
you know, we know that some of it works, but does all of it work?
Yeah, we should probably find out how to test the system. And do that some Friday night after everybody's gone. We know the button in the elevator works because you've pushed it, I've pushed it.
Yep.
And somebody answers the phone.
Yep. So, yep. Burglar alarm system, elevator, major repairs. We are on elevator contract.
Mm-hmm.
That is quarterly. Plumbing repairs are right now as needed. Landscaping. The city takes care of our weekly mowing. So we have hired out in the past for like spring cleanup. We've also asked for volunteers on Earth Day to do cleanup. We've mm-hmm. done that as well. So I just thought I would add that in there.
38 bags of leaves.
Yep. Lots and lots. This wall coverings is just touch-up painting, I would assume, if we ever needed to do major painting around.
With painting, have we thought about, I think we're in maintenance mode and that, but with some of our other kind of object or goals or mission, you know, if we did, say we did a lighting upgrade, would we, that's going to highlight our paint, our carpet. It's just something to think about. I think lighting on the exterior, you know, hey, we get the, reseal and stripe done, bam, you know, maybe the LEDs outside. But I think one thing, people come into a building, now they're getting more used to that type of light with the LED and, it just gives it a more modern feel, but it's just something to... Mm-hmm. to think about when we upgrade lights.
So we should do it last.
I think in areas where we can do it, I think we've been replacing the halogen and fluorescents with LED bulbs. There aren't that many places where we've done that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But, here you got to either bypass the ballasts or however they do the conversion.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The last guy that was out looking and trying to sell us on upgrading the LEDs, he said, these baluster lights out here, not the parking lot lights, but these other ones that we're talking about, you can bypass the ballast and just put in a regular socket in there and then screw in a regular LED bulb.
So you don't have to put the...
So I'd have to replace the whole unit, just
wow.
bypass the ballast and put in a regular wow. screw-in bulb.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
That's the one, though.
Yeah, that's these ones out here along the perimeter of the building.
Okay.
So a lot of them are the same way. I don't know about these. I know they make, it's the ballast, if I'm not mistaken, that's the most energy inefficient in these kind of lights, right?
Mm-hmm.
So if you put in LED conversion tubes, you're still got the ballast. You're still not very efficient with the energy usage in these fluorescent lights. Is that thermostat over there still work?
No.
Okay.
No, it's
I just noticed
one.
It over there.
It's
I know we had that
right
one
there. Yeah, I'm sure that's disconnected. Let's see, so minor improvements would be just various equipment that's, mm-hmm. we can absorb that, I would think, into mm-hmm. the budget throughout the year. We do have some tuck pointing that the city said that, Ted said he could help us out with this spring, summer. We do have a couple microwaves that are starting to chip paint into the food, so we might need to replace those.
Yeah.
The tops, because of being cleaned so often, are the paint's flaking off. So, but again, these are things that we can absorb into the budget. And so then last is all the technology. So I know Russ can speak to some of this stuff as well. And a lot of this we actually have upgraded already. Like our phone system, our camera system we are working on. So just working on how often we want to replace staff computers. I know at the last board meeting we talked about buying some solid-state hard drives, and that will buy us a year or two on computers as well. So the big bill item is the server, I believe.
Yep.
Okay. And that, how long do those last?
About 6 months. No. I would say 5 to 7 years.
Okay.
You could probably push it to 10 if you're looking at how often Microsoft end-of-life their software.
Okay. And then how many switches do we have?
I knew you were going to ask me that. 4 or 5.
4 or 5?
6, I think. Total.
Okay.
And they'll last as long as the technology is current. I mean, there's...
Okay.
I mean, they're not making... We don't have 10 gigabit service into the building, so there's no point. I mean, they don't even put PCs out yet that have 10 gigabit network cards in them.
Now, does every switch have to have a battery backup?
No.
Okay, so... What needs a battery backup?
The server.
Server.
All the switches together.
Oh, okay.
Pretty much that, you know.
And how long do those last?
The battery backup's about 3 years. Okay. The batteries, you either replace the batteries or replace the whole unit.
Okay.
Usually you can replace the batteries once or twice before the technology in them gets too old to make it unaffordable, more affordable to replace them than buy the batteries.
Okay.
What about the Wi-Fi?
Access points?
Yeah.
As the technology changes, you know, we're probably looking at 3 to 5 years.
I meant for battery backup.
Oh, the battery? Well, the battery on the switches, because these are all run... Power over Ethernet.
Are they? Okay.
So as long as the switch is up,
then the access points
are up, and as long as the router and the as long as the firewall and the cable modem internet devices are powered on, then people with laptops that have good batteries, and mine died, I don't know why, because it was plugged in for 2 days. I mean, power goes out, you'll still have internet, but desktop computers, unless we put a UPS on every desktop, won't matter.
Right.
Let me see here. Firewall?
Firewall, they last, you can get a good 10 years out of them. Before they get end of life.
And how recent is ours?
We just bought it about a year ago.
Oh, okay.
In the backup system, we need to come up with something.
Yep. Okay. I don't know what they mean by internet upgrades. Is that changing?
It could be
the
internet, the internet service itself, which, you know, we're at a gigabit.
Right.
Our infrastructure can only handle a gigabit. So, you know, that'll last. It's kind of circles back to the top one. How often do you change that out?
The server?
Yeah, the switches and the firewall.
Okay.
Because I know Newark Grade School District is getting a 2-gig service for free, but none of their infrastructure can handle 2-gig. So get it because it's free, can't use it.
Now, we've upgraded our wireless access points just recently, too, right?
Yeah, that was...
2 years ago? Year and a half? Yeah,
year and a half, 2 years ago.
Okay.
So, yeah, we probably would want to start looking at budgeting upgrades maybe 2026. Because, well, they've already put out Wi-Fi 6. Which is an improvement to get it closer to gigabit speeds and better security.
And staff computers, we've already talked about, we'll do the solid state drives and we'll do them for upstairs, and the next fiscal year we can do them for the downstairs. Printers, staff printers, I think those can just be on an as-needed basis. We lease our copier printer.
Yeah,
that's on a lease basis. That's a 5-year lease. And I think we're in the third year with them.
Yeah.
Phone system was done.
Yep.
I don't know how long is that phone system supposed to last. I guess that was something I didn't.
It should last as long as Jeff maintains the back end. The front end, I mean, we should be able to get, if we needed a new phone, we should be able to get a new phone.
Okay.
So
okay.
Yeah, we're leasing all that stuff.
Right. And camera system.
We started.
We will replace the cameras as they go out.
Yeah.
And transfer them over to the new system. People counter is this little device at the front desk. It's original. No.
The original failed.
Correct.
And nobody could find parts to get it to work.
Okay.
To build it again or rebuild it again.
We had this one for quite a while.
Yeah.
I think
they're just little boxes that count people passing
right
past them.
Okay.
It might be worthwhile checking to see if there is something better, because
okay.
Otherwise somebody has to go around and read the little boxes, right?
Dix does once a month.
Yeah.
And she puts it in the report.
So
yeah.
There should be a way of, I hate to say call Umbrella, but maybe we can call Umbrella and ask him what we can do on the doors.
Okay.
To do a body count.
All right. AV system.
That's that over there. We need a new screen.
Yeah.
Where's the projector?
It's
up on the ceiling.
On the ceiling.
You
yeah.
can't see it. It's behind
that
the stairs.
That was funded by the Friends of the Library.
Yeah.
So, and the digital sign is new.
Mm-hmm.
So, we've had that for a couple of years now.
This?
The sign.
Digital sign?
Okay. There.
The sign over there.
What's that?
The sign over there?
Yeah,
yeah.
The digital sign. So, do we need to start looking at PMs on it just to see if it needs any type of, I mean, I'm not sure how often LED signs go out. I see them on 888, and there's pieces, blacked out, and
square mess up.
Mm-hmm. Could be weather related too.
Yeah.
I mean, but I think it'd be good to.
It should be a manual with it.
Yeah.
We should probably look into that.
Okay.
That's a good point too. We could on our sheet, Shelley, we could have a column to see if we have like a O&M manual for some of these things.
Oh. Owner's manual?
Yeah.
Yeah.
O&M? Okay.
Operation and maintenance.
If you wanted to keep it with this, you could add a cell and put a like a PDF. You can insert a PDF into a cell.
Okay.
On Excel, and that way you would keep all the
Owner's manuals.
All the owner's manuals or the contracts or whatever.
Oh, yeah, right.
That way everything is together in one place.
Yeah. I know we're getting close to 7 o'clock. Well, this is a good start.
Yep.
I can reach out to see if maybe, I don't know if Steve would be able to help me with any of this, of putting prices and timelines on here or not.
I think if you're able to... Do you know, how often does he come here? Like, only as needed?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it may be helpful. Like, I mean, I'm working from home right now. I mean, I could possibly come by. Maybe Russ would want to, and just kind of get some feedback.
From him? Okay.
On a few of these big tickets.
Yeah.
And, I mean, as far as, like, cost, I mean, I have a lot of access right now to cost data. For things, and just, I mean, a lot of it's just ballparking.
Right.
I think we should have, like, carpet quantities from maybe when we got the cleaning proposals. I was trying to find them in my email, but I typed in carpet and it pulled up, like, 40 emails, so no, I'm not going through these.
Yeah.
But that may be, you know, some of those numbers,
okay.
You know, we may be able to get some numbers that way, it's kind of square foot off the building footprint, like what the repainting would be and things like that.
All right.
Unless Ted can paint.
Yeah, I'm not sure, but I mean he can touch up and that kind of thing, but yeah, that would require.
Yeah, we'd have to hire somebody for him to do a major painting project.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, all right, I'll reach out to him and. See if we can set something up. So.
Okay.
There it goes.
Do we adjourn?
I think that's it. Motion to adjourn.
Second.